Now, we have a contest for leadership of the Conservative Party in the United Kingdom, and it's also, therefore, a contest to be the next Prime Minister. Mm-hmm. Rishi Sunak and Liz Truss are duking it out. Now, Rishi Sunak, I suppose he was really, the way things were being run, the second most powerful person in the government. He was in charge of the Treasury, and he was looking like he might take over from Boris Johnson.
Boris Johnson, absolutely.
What's gone wrong? So, as expected, we have Liz Truss as our next Prime Minister, having won the vote to become the next leader of the Conservative Party, replacing Boris Johnson. This was predicted by the polls, so it shouldn't come as a surprise. But this being now the case, what are we going to expect from her? Now, we were just saying how Liz Truss had said that the lockdowns had gone too far, particularly in keeping the schools closed. Now, is this something that you expect to see her making changes in terms of legislation, you know, legislating so that lockdowns are not going to happen again, the school closures aren't going to happen again without specific parameters being in place? There were lockdown, she say, was going too far. So presumably now that she's Prime Minister, can make these decisions, she could stop it happening for the wrong reasons in the future.
No, I'm afraid I tend to think that politicians tend to be watching their own back.
Ah.
I mean, Liz Truss has had the benefit of a number of supporters, a large number of supporters, obviously, yeah. Otherwise she would not have won this vote amongst
Supporters
members.
Members of the Conservative Party, yeah.
People, when faced with danger and disappointment and all the emotional factors that seem to affect us, I think we'll go the other way. She will go the way of the crowd.
Okay, interesting, yeah.
Just to keep her job.
You mean this as we run up to the general election, that she will do this?
No. What is the thing that affects the will of politicians most?
Mm.
It is events.
Yeah, oh, yes.
Events, events, events.
Mm-hmm.
You get a detrimental event and the crowd, the populace, fears. Starts worrying, starts being anxious for their life.
Yes.
And they influence everything.
Yeah. Do you think that her being against lockdowns would only be there so long as lockdowns were unpopular?
Well, they aren't unpopular amongst the whole of the populace, are they? It needs for all the populace against
not
lockdown.
Not as yet. I think that the reason she spoke out against it, and Rishi Sunak also, you know, although, you know, that didn't help him secure the leadership, the reason she was doing it is she can see that there are more and more facts about the detrimental effects of lockdown showing that they were a colossal mistake. And so I was thinking maybe that being the case, and as a weight of evidence will sway the public mind, is what I thought, and that she was trying to get on the popular side of it before all that happens.
I don't think the people consider the evidence the kind of factual evidence. They look at what is most important to them, whether their mums and dads are dying or their children are dying.
Yeah, but if it's shown convincingly, surely, the lockdowns are killing them. That's the real danger.
The fact that there are still people operating now amongst the populace as if a lockdown still existed shows to me that this country does not have a great deal of mental resilience.
I think that you're right there. No, move on to just two more big issues that she could be dealing with. One is the fuel crisis, the energy crisis.
Well, and people aren't showing great mental resilience there, are they?
And the other is related, really, the war in Ukraine. Is she going to be able to bring to a resolution the war in Ukraine? Or is she going to be just gung-ho supporting Ukraine?
I don't know what the best thing is to happen.
Certainly up until this point, Liz Truss has been very much on the same page as Boris Johnson.
Yes.
In supporting Ukraine.
Yes.
And sending money, sending huge amounts of money and weapons and politically supporting. Mm.
And she's also against Russia.
So you think that that's likely to continue under her premiership?
I think so.
Well, it'd be interesting to see how that plays out with gas supplies to Europe, which has a knock-on effect for Britain going forward. I think as Liz Truss then comes towards the general election, she is in a position to win it, I think, because Labour doesn't seem to be mounting a great opposition.
Well, that's as long as her supporters keep supporting her.
Oh, OK. But if that were the case, Liz Truss is not a Christian, is she?
She says she's not a practising member of any faith, but she does support the moral values behind it.
What do you think if well, a hypothetical situation, but if we had a new leader of the Labour Party who was an avowed Christian, say, I'm a Christian, I have them, they could show it, and that they're a practicing Christian, and it affects the way that they lead, would you vote Labour instead of Conservative at the next election?
No, I'm afraid I wouldn't. I think why? Labour have such strong roots in the militant movement, in the union movement, where they believe in trade unions and so on. I'm not against trade unions per se, but I think they have a great deal more power than they should have.
Just sticking on track, though, talking about Liz Truss, now, of course, the leader of the Conservative Party and Prime Minister. Going forward, as she supports Christian moral values, as you said, she specifically said that. Do you think then that this is the right choice for the country? We made the right choice. I'm not a Conservative Party member. Of the two, surely we prefer someone who's in favour of Christian values. Is that right? Do you think we've made the right choice in choosing Liz Truss, or are we heading for disaster?
There are a lot more issues than we've been confronted with over the last 2 years.
You don't think she's going to cope with them? Is this,
no,
have we made the wrong decision?
No, I don't think so.
Well, that's troubling.